From KQED Public Radio, this is the California Report. Good morning, I'm Rachel Miro. Saturday is the deadline for California school districts to send tentative layoff notices to teachers and administrators, and they are sending them out because of the governor's proposal to cut more than $4 billion in school funding to plug the state's budget deficit. Today, the state assembly is expected to vote on a bill that would tax oil companies for the benefit of schools. There's no telling if Republicans, including the governor, will agree to new taxes, but there's been an upsurge of protests over the education cuts all over the state. Tamara Keith looks at one school district in Davis.
It's happening all over the state, in packed chambers like this one.
It will help to move things along if the people who'd like to speak on this item would get in line and come nice and close down by the microphone.
The Davis School Board, like others, is making painful choices, how to cut several million dollars from its budget. One after another, people plead with the board to save their favored programs, parents and teachers.
How can we consider cutting a core subject program noted for its excellence and necessary for a successful future?
And I'm horrified by the prospect of losing 14 English teachers.
Distraught students also take the mic.
Look around. There's so many students here. We're flooding into the halls. We are here saying this program works. This school works.
That last voice was William Giles, a junior at Da Vinci High School, where 9 out of the 12 teachers are set to receive layoffs. Dozens of students showed up at the meeting in a futile attempt to convince the board to exempt their teachers from the layoffs.
No. Okay, it passes 3-2.
What?
To balance its budget, the Davis School Board voted to cut everything from elementary music and science programs to math and foreign language teachers. Associate Superintendent Jenny Davis says her own job is gone, too.
California does not have, people call it fluff or cut the fat, whatever that means. We don't have that in California schools. So what we're really cutting are really highly valued programs for kids.
In all, her district will send out more than 90 pink slips. Associate Superintendent Davis says that's 20% of the district's teachers.
And we've had to say to our principals, don't reassure your teachers that they're probably going to come back. We can't promise that.
Schools rely heavily on the state for funding. They have to base their budgets for next year and their layoff plans on the governor's current budget proposal with its 10% cut to education. Democrats in the legislature are dead set against that plan. In addition to proposed tax increases, they're pledging to hold up the budget if that's what it takes to protect schools.
So that means the likelihood things will get better is pretty high.
That's longtime education lobbyist Kevin Gordon. He says even if the proposed cuts don't go through, with layoff notices going out now, for some teachers, a budget deal will come too late.
These many times young, bright individuals go to some other field. They're gone. We are not getting those people back once they leave teaching.
Schwarzenegger administration officials acknowledge the timing of pink slips is problematic, but they say the cuts are necessary. They're pressing Democrats in the legislature to begin budget talks right away so the uncertainty for schools can end.
I know. Have a seat, guys. Have a seat. Go ahead and get your computers fired up.
At Da Vinci High School, English teacher Roddy Boonchoy has to interrupt students who want to talk about the school board's decision the night before to lay off teachers.
But we need to move on. So, how are we doing with All Quiet on the Western Front?
Good.
Excellent. We are having our novel unit test on what day?
Tuesday.
In the school's quad at lunchtime, Boonchoy says he's been teaching at Da Vinci for 4 years. The layoff list is based on seniority, and he's on it.
I got a baby on the way in 2 months, and I may not have a job next year, so that reality is there inside, but I don't try to let the students see that.
Like many teachers staring at pink slips, Boonchoy says he's probably going to have to start looking elsewhere for work.
What do you do? Wait, and to find out, or do you actively start seeking another job and take whatever you can find?
That's a dilemma facing teachers all over California who don't know whether the budget outcome in Sacramento will allow them to return to their classrooms in the fall. For the California Report, I'm Tamara Keith in Davis.
Budget deficit or no, California's counties are turning to Sacramento to help pay for overcrowded jails. Orange County supervisors voted yesterday to seek $100 million to expand a jail outside Irvine. Monterey County supervisors gave the go-ahead to apply for funds, even though they haven't chosen a site for the new facility they're considering. Tuesday's the deadline to apply for $750 million for construction programs focused, at least in part, on rehabilitation to help inmates reintegrate into society. Despite the recent rains, California's water supply isn't what it used to be because of years of drought. And a court decision recently slashed water exports from the Sacramento-San Joaquin Delta. So the governor's proposed people living in urban areas use 20% less water by 2020. The administration presented the plan to a pair of Senate committees yesterday. KPCC's Julie Small has more.
The average California urbanite uses 230 gallons of water every day. The governor wants to cut that by 20% to 195 gallons a day.
We're confident with a sustained effort we can get there without a lot of pain.
Lester Snow heads the state's Department of Water Resources. His agency plans to help cities and water districts find ways to conserve, like installing low-flush toilets or water meters.
Communities that have gone from no meters to meters usually conserve about 20% immediately. And so we still have some significant communities in California, Fresno and Sacramento, that don't have meters.
The state won't expect deep water cuts from one of its biggest urban areas. The Metropolitan Water District's Roger Patterson says Southern Californians already use 10 gallons less than the governor's goal.
That took us about 20 years and millions of dollars of investment, and was a good thing.
Senators intend to consider the governor's ideas, plus others, to create a comprehensive plan to shore up the state's water supply. For the California Report, I'm Julie Small in Sacramento.
Southern California water users have a financial incentive to cut back even more starting next year. The Metropolitan Water District Board yesterday approved a 14% plus rate hike on imported water in 2009. The board's largest voting blocks, representing large swaths of L.A., San Diego, and Orange counties, all supported the increase. Some members even argued for 20% to cover the full cost of importing water. What does the rate increase mean for residential customers? That depends on how much imported water a customer's city or water district buys from the MWD. That's the California Report for Wednesday, March 12th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the California Endowment, working to ensure that Californians get statewide health reform this year. Online at cahealthreformnow.org. And the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995.